Tool manufacturers know that sometimes you have to heat treat a material to make it harder or stronger. Ancient toolmakers learned that trick too. Archaeological research from South Africa pushes the date back of the earliest use of heat treatment to more than 70,000 years ago. Kyle S. Brown, a doctoral student at the University of Cape Town, reports finding stone tools that show signs of being heated to about 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat treating in this way, most likely by burying under a fire, made the stone easier to nap or shape into a tool by striking with another stone. Archaeologists were studying several sites on the South African coast made by modern humans from the African Middle Stone Age. Mr. Brown, an archaeological knapper who tries to replicate ancient tools, said they noticed that blades found at the site, made from a stone called silcrete, did not match silcrete obtained from outcroppings in the area. They experimented by heat treating some of the stones themselves and found that after heating, they did look like the kind of stone discovered at the site. The researchers had to show that the tools they found were intentionally heated to improve workability, not accidentally through a bushfire or other means. They found tools in areas where there was no evidence of burning. And they conducted tests on some of the artifacts, including one that showed that flake surfaces had a glossiness that occurs only when the stone has been heated, proving that the stones were heated first and then worked into tools. The consensus among archaeologists is that systemic heat treatment first occurred in Europe about 25,000 years ago. The current work is almost indisputable evidence that heat treatment 72,000 years ago, and perhaps as early as 164,000 years ago, although researchers need more samples from the earlier period to be sure.